Know your man. Wives are very much flesh and blood, and as young women we don't come to marriage with all the skills needed to make it start out good, let alone perfect. When you come to know your man for whom God created him to be, you will stop trying to change him into what you think he should be. The key is to know your man. If he is Mr. Steady, you need to learn to be thankful and to honor him as the one created for you in the image of God. God's word says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. A man who is created steady brings peace and safety to a woman's soul. Your husband's gentleness is not a weakness, it is his strength. Your husband's hesitation is not indecision, it is cautious wisdom. Your husband's lack of deep spiritual conversation is not a lack of caring, it is simply the cap on a mountain of intense emotion. If he ever speaks of how he does feel, he will most likely become teary. He wants to please you. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man, a wife also, of understanding will draw it out. Proverbs 20, verse 5. You will not need to learn how to make an appeal to him, because your husband is all too willing to hear you. If this describes your man, you need to learn how to stand still and listen. Then let God move your husband in his own good time. Ask God for wisdom and patience. Seek to always have a gentle spirit. Look up shamefacedness in the Bible and learn what it means. Pray for your husband to have wisdom. Stop expecting him to perform for you, to pray with the family, to speak out in witnessing, or to take a bold stand at church. Stop trying to stir him up to anger toward the children in order to get him to feel as though he understands how badly you are being treated. Let him be the one God made him to be, a still, quiet, thoughtful presence for you. Command and visionary men understand and appreciate him, and they too lean on this type of man for stability. Learn to seek your husband's advice on what to do, and then give him time to answer. Even if it means days or weeks. Show respect by asking him in what areas he would like you to do some decision-making. Many of these nice men prefer their wives to show some initiative. A command man tells you what to do and how to serve him, and a visionary man wants you to do what he is doing. A steady man likes a woman to walk beside him, yet grow in her own right before God and him. If you are married to a Mr. Steady, you need to get familiar with Proverbs 31 to know how to be an active helpmeet to your man. Your husband will enjoy and share in your triumphs in business. He will be proud of your accomplishments. He will want you to use your natural skills, abilities, and drives. Your achievements will be an honor to him, but lazy slothfulness will greatly discourage him. Your wasting of time and spending money foolishly will weigh heavily on him, robbing him of his pride and pleasure in you. He needs a resourceful, hard-working woman with dignity and honor. It is important to Mr. Steady that his wife be self-sufficient in all the mundane tasks of daily living. You must learn how to pay bills, make appointments, and entertain guests with a competence that brings him satisfaction. Your hobbies should be creative and useful, involving your children so that all of you are busy and productive every day. Your home should be clean and orderly so that his friends and business contacts will be impressed and at ease. Your skills and achievements are your husband's resume. If you are wise and competent, then he must be even more so, the onlooker will think. At the end of the day, Mr. Steady will enjoy weighing what he has accomplished with what you have accomplished and will rejoice in the value of having a worthy partner in the grace of life. These men can be some of the most important men in the church because their steadfastness is sure and their loyalty is strong. They make wise, well-thought-out decisions. They are rarely rash or foolish, although, to their discredit, they will sometimes tolerate foolishness or error without dissent. Their children grow up to highly respect their gentle-speaking dad. If mother has been negative towards dad, the adult children will strongly resent her to the point of disliking her. Typically, steady men do not become as well-known as command or visionary men. They are not odd or stand-out men. They are not loud. They are neither irritating nor particularly magnificent. If they do rise to public notice, it will be because of the enormity of achievement, or because they are trusted for their very visible traits of honesty and steadiness. Women and men alike envy and desire a command man. People are often drawn and compelled by the visionary. But the steady man is taken for granted. He is seldom a campaigner. He is needed, but not flashy enough to win the spotlight. He will never brag on himself and is typically very poor at selling himself and his skills. He waits for another to point out his value and call for his help. It is your job to sell him, to speak highly of him until all are convinced and aware that he is the skillful professional they have been looking for. The vast majority of my letters are from women criticizing their laid-back, quiet, slow, unassuming, undemanding, hard-working husbands for their carnal habits. These wives have forgotten to have a life of their own, so they spend their time trying to remake their husbands into dominant types because they admire leadership, authority, and clout. They don't have a clue about the demands that come from being married to a dominant, bossy man. Most of this book has been written to help young wives learn to honor, obey, and appreciate the steady man just as he is. If a wife dishonors her steady husband and takes control, he will most likely stay with her, and they probably will not divorce. But her dishonor will cause him to lack the confidence to further his business opportunities. He will become satisfied with the mediocre because it involves no risk. He will know that he pulls the plow alone, that he has no helper. Yet if that same man had married a thankful, creative woman who delighted in him and thought he was the smartest, wisest, most important fellow around, then he would have risen to the occasion in every area of his life. Many women believe Mr. Steady is mediocre and lacks strength and authority, when in actuality Mr. Steady is a manly, steady fellow that lacks a good wife. Mr. Steady may take the trash out and always keep the area clean, yet his wife will be prone to take his goodness for granted. He will be in quiet contemplation much of the time. It will drive his wife crazy, because she will long for him to share his deepest feelings and thoughts with her, so she can feel loved. He cannot. He might even cry during times of stress or intimacy. He is very, very slow to come to trust and open up to the woman he loves, because he does not understand her. He will enjoy the company of others and be most comfortable spending time in small talk with whoever is around. Of the three types, he is the one who will be most liked by everyone. Mr. Steady is always in demand. People everywhere need him to fix a car, build a house, set up their computer, figure out what's wrong with their phone, heal them of cancer, and the list goes on and on. You begin to wonder if you will ever have him all to yourself. The answer is no. He belongs to people. When it is time or past time for some special time alone, take a vacation and leave the cell phone at home. The steady man is wonderful with those who are hurt, sick, or dying. He loves to comfort and seems to know what a person needs in times of great sorrow. His still, quiet presence brings peace. To the command man, this is nothing short of a miracle. A steady man thrust into a command man's position or job will be stressed and, in the end, unsuccessful. He was not meant to lead, but to support. He does not focus on the eternal picture, nor is he looking through a microscope. But he does respect both views as important. His vision is as a man seeing life just as it is. He can shift his sights to the sky and know there is more up there than he can see, and he wonders about it. Or he can stare into a muddy pond and appreciate that there is a whole world in there that he knows nothing about. In most of life, he is a bridge between the other two types of men. He is a very necessary expression of God's image.